One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
You ready?
Ready.
My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend, she doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change all that, innit?
Nope.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone. She loves her bloke as much as she hates a Chuck Norris jerk. It's Queen Bee, Bobby Hart.
Our neighbours must think, who on earth lives there? What are they getting? What do they go up to? Why is he always shouting?
Hey, Chuck Norris, right?
No, we're not doing that again.
Just quickly, he's got a grizzly bear carpet in his room.
Yeah.
The bear's not dead, it's just afraid to move.
Brilliant.
No messing about. We get straight to the biz, don't we, B? Last week was one for the ages. It was Taker versus Yokozuna in a casket match with Chuck Norris as the special guest referee. Chuck Norris, when he goes swimming, he doesn't get wet. The water gets Chuck Norris.
We do that again, we've done it.
I was sitting there last night thinking, how the hell do I top a casket match? And then it hit me. Are you ready for this? Welcome to Rock Bottom in Your House 1998. Sorry, Bobs, it's another match featuring that man, The Undertaker.
Why?
Because I wanted to trump the casket match, right? He's taking on a man I know you love. You ready? His music's about to hit. It's the Texas Rattlesnake.
What music is it? It doesn't even have a tune.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I'll catch you down the road.
I only like him in that show.
Now, you're sitting there thinking, why is there all that mud?
Yeah, why is there all that mud?
How is Ian going to top last week's ludicrously exciting casket match? Well, this...
No, I'm not asking that because I didn't even like the last one.
This is Taker versus Austin in a buried alive match.
What?
To win this, you have to throw your opponent in the grave and pour dirt over him until he is officially buried alive.
Well, then what happens? Who gets them out? I don't like this already.
So here we go.
Okay.
Stone Cold Steve Austin straight away.
I already know who I want to win.
Who do you want to win?
Steve Austin.
So Austin's currently got a wire wrapped around The Undertaker's neck. He's been choking him out and now he's throwing him.
This doesn't make any sense because you say that The Undertaker's already dead.
Yeah.
So why does he... If he got buried alive, it wouldn't matter.
Boom! Shot to the jaw. Undertaker and Stone Cold are standing right next to a massive mound of mud. What do you think of Austin? Because, like, his attire's...
I like him.
His attire's much more simple, isn't it? Just a pair of black trunks, pair of black boots, pair of black wristbands.
He's got a good bod and he's showing it off.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. Whereas The Undertaker is some sort of dead person and his top is obviously too long because where he's tucked it into his really tight trousers, he's got like a bulge at the back where you can see it all tucked in.
Oh, there he is. He's back. He's dyed his hair blonde at this point.
Is that the urn,
yes!
But where's his urn? He's dyed his hair blonde.
It's more of like a strawberry blonde.
I didn't really know people like men dyed their hair.
Ooh, I did that time.
Yeah,
I dyed blonde.
You did once, actually. That,
ooh, big like, boot from The Undertaker. So a pallbearer, if you haven't listened...
Did we find out?
Yeah, I think it's like one of the members of...
Austin's tan.
Yeah, it's a good tan, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did your tan earlier.
You did?
Did your back? I'm the king of the tan in the back.
You are good at... I wouldn't say you're the king. You do miss spots occasionally, but it is helpful.
I'm never going to complain about putting a mitt on and rubbing your back and bum with like...
Wow, I didn't ask you to do my bum. It's
foamy
you do it
stuff.
It's actually a bit annoying.
Why is it annoying?
Because I've already done it and you like try and go down and I'm like, no, the bum's
you
fine.
You can't put a woman's bum in front of me and go,
my bum
rub
is...
my back.
No.
Like, the commentators are saying careers are on the line here. Surely
why?
This is lives on the line, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. This is where there's just so many holes in wrestling. When you say that's, when you go, that's wrestling.
That is wrestling.
What you really mean is none of it makes any sense, but we just do it anyway.
No, that's not
true. Absolutely. When I say something that like just doesn't make, you go, that's wrestling. And what you mean by that is, you're right, it doesn't make any sense. It's really weird.
You've just got to immerse yourself in the universe.
What? That people can get buried alive and then they survive it.
You like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as like a little tree that can run around, but you believe it at that time.
No, I don't.
I'm talking about Groot.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
Groot died in the next Guardians of the Galaxy, right, you'd cry.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Films are very different. You can't compare them. When I'm watching a film, I'm not going, oh, look at this. This is real. I'm looking at it going, look at this story. That's like, it's a film. It's not real.
Right, they're back at the mud heap. Reminds me of my mum and dad's back garden when we moved into our old home.
Yeah, we had one like that as well. Oh no!
Oh, look at the grave! Shots exchanged back and forth from The Undertaker and Stone Cold. Oh, and he rolls down the hill.
He got a headstone ready already, but with both of their faces on it.
Yeah, because we don't know who's going to get buried.
What are they going to do is cross one off?
Yeah, probably.
They must waste so much money on this. How did they get the mud in there?
That's the thing. Vince will do whatever it takes to like create a spectacle. Like, he'll spend anything. Limousines have blown up. He's wrecked like really fancy cars.
Really?
Yeah, he's done it all.
You've never shown me any of this stuff getting blown up.
Oh, sorry. I'm just showing you a buried alive match.
I don't want to see a buried alive match.
Oh, The Undertaker's holding Austin's head into the grave going, look in there, that is your future.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, The Undertaker's in the grave.
Well, we all know what's going to happen. He's going to get out.
Right, I'm just going to pause this. It's obvious that you're tired. You've been you got in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and so when I'm tired, I'm grumpy.
There's only one way to wake you up, and it is playing the greatest game in podcast history. It's called.
You could just make me a coffee.
Real gimmick or fake gimmick? Dig it. Ooh yeah. Dig it. All right, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. It's where I give you the name of a wrestling character. All you got to do, Bobs, is tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. Just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behavior, ring attire, and other traits they have. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Yeah.
A buff, flamboyant hairdresser who clipped the locks of his rivals in the 80s and early 90s. Brutus the Barber Beefcake was all about two things, cutting and strutting, baby. He didn't come to the ring with just your bog-standard pair of scissors, though. Oh, no. He'd come down to the ring with a pair of colourful garden shears. They were just for show, though. When it actually came down to it, he would cut his opponent's hair with a smaller pair of scissors from his ridiculously tight spandex pants.
That's weird. Why would he have the big ones and then not use them?
Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
I think that might be a real gimmick.
What makes you think that?
I don't know. I don't know. Just a hunch. I really like the sound of him, though. Sounds like someone I'd be friends with, I think.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake was, in fact, a real gimmick.
Yeah, I knew it was. Yeah. I didn't think that could come from your brain.
Well, there you go. There's a picture of Brutus standing next to his best friend, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that's not how you described him. Read his description again.
No, I said he carried shears and he was a buff, flamboyant barber.
Yeah, I thought he had long hair and wore rainbows. Is that what you just said?
Long hair and wore rainbows.
Is that what you just said?
No, I didn't say that.
That's weird.
What about that picture there?
Well, no, that's just a red and white stripe.
Anyway, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, real gimmick.
That's exactly how I pictured him in my head. Long hair and, like, colours. That's not what you... Anyway, yeah, I like him. Is he gay?
No one knows. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, dig it. Back to the old grave digger. Right now, The Undertaker's holding some form of a plant and he is hitting Stone Cold Steve Austin in the head with it as they stand side by side inside of a grave.
Just get out of it, though. It's not even deep. Just climb out of it. This is what annoys me about these things. Just get out.
Thing with Undertaker, right? He had loads of, like...
Do you know what I would do? I'd just get out of there and just walk away.
Why would you just do that?
Just walk away from it. Get out of the grave.
But then
walk out of the stadium. And it's,
but then what about the fans?
F*** the fans.
Oi! You've been watching too much Steve Austin.
Where's Steve Austin's big beer truck? Get that out. Get your hose pipe out, Steve.
We don't want to see Steve's hose pipe. Ooh, shot to the Undertaker's stomach.
Oh, they better not just do it in this tiny little square.
Oh, look at that camera inside the grave. That's good directing, that, isn't it?
Fake vines. Looks like something from Toys R Us. He's going to be getting really dirty fingernails.
Oh, I hate dirty fingernails.
I hate dirty fingernails, but do you know what I do quite like?
What?
Sometimes you'll meet a really, like, old man. Well, not really old. Sometimes you'll meet an old man that's got, like, really thick, hard fingers.
Right.
And they'll be a bit cracked and there'll be, like, dirt in them. And you think, that man's a gardener.
Yeah.
And something about it just makes me feel a bit nice. So and you'll know that his hands will never probably be clean again.
You're right.
There are people like that.
Well, it's, I bet, the Undertaker now, like, because he's, like, in his 50s now. If you, like, saw the Undertaker, you'd probably look at his hands. He'd probably have really hard, cracked hands.
No.
And you'd look at him and go, that's a man who's had loads of buried alive matches.
No, because he's probably gone home and, like, smothered him in, like, Johnson's baby cream or something.
Undertaker's not like that. He's a tough guy. The thing with Taker is he's regarded as the purest striker in wrestling. He's got fists of fire, fists of fury. The Undertaker.
How does he?
Because hard.
He's not as hard as Steve Austin.
No, he's not. Steve.
So there we go then. He's not as hard as Steve Austin. He's not as hard as The Rock.
He's harder than
The
Rock.
He's not as hard as Shawn Michaels.
He's harder than Shawn Michaels.
No, he's not.
You think Shawn Michaels is hard?
Yeah, he just looks harder.
Does he?
Look at The Undertaker. What do you see when you look at him? I don't understand.
An hard man. What do you see when you look at him?
What is your favourite? A freak. A freak show. I hate him. I said enough about him last week. I don't want to go on at him again because I'm sure actually in real life he's probably a nice man. But whoever was his stylist stitched him right up. Everyone else got to be a pin-up. Everyone else, you know, people fancied him. They would be on posters everywhere. He has to be a dead man. And carry Paul Bearer around with him all the time.
Oh, yeah!
It's been shortchanged. It's not fair. I actually feel sorry for him.
So you're actually standing up for the Phenom now?
No, I don't like him, but I feel like he's just not got a great thing going on, has he?
Right, just to update you, listening to this match right now, The Undertaker and Stone Cold Steve Austin are back ringside. Looks like Undertaker's looking for a steel chair. As they are now a little bit further away from the grave, let's talk about the iPad incident. Ooh, steel chair to the forehead of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Whew. Don't do that anymore.
What?
Concussions.
Whack them out.
You'll never see anybody hitting someone.
Did he really hit him then?
Yeah, with a steel chair on the forehead.
I don't like the way you say that. Like, yeah, of course he did. When we know for a fact that a lot of the time they don't really hit them.
You can't. I've told you this before. You can't fake hitting someone with a steel chair. Let's talk about the iPad.
You can.
Let's talk about the iPad.
All right. The boobs.
Yeah, let's talk about the boobs. Bobby asked if she could borrow my iPad.
No, I'll tell the story, actually.
Yeah, go on then.
So I'm at work. I'm actually I'm out on a shoot. I work in telly, so like we're shooting a programme. And on the way from shoot to shoot, I'm in a crew car. Bearing in mind, it's 5-seater. We cram everyone in, so like I'm sat in the middle. You know, like that annoying middle seat in the back.
Yeah.
Cameras everywhere, like really interesting. And I've got the iPad on my lap, which is Ian's iPad. Out of nowhere, a text comes up.
So your iPad is obviously it's linked to my phone.
It's Ian's iPad, but I borrow it for work, so it's on his iCloud. So yeah, it's linked to his phone. A text comes up. I'm so sorry you had to see my boob.
Yeah.
Just one of them, which I thought was weird.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I had to see my boob, and I'm thinking, oh, shit. The person sat next to me spots it. She looks awkward now. I'm flustered. And it essentially went from there, and I'm watching Ian have this live conversation with this woman.
You're a creep for reading this, by the way.
Are you joking?
You should just trust me. And even if I do see a boob, what's the issue?
Whoa. I would never ever read your text messages or
unless
go through your phone or anything like that. If a text pops up on the iPod that I'm using saying, I'm sorry you had to see my boob, I'm thinking, well, when the bloody hell has he seen someone's boob?
Well, actually, to be fair, if I saw your phone and it came up...
Sorry you had to see my penis.
No, my ball.
Ball, yeah, singular. You'd be like, what's going on there?
Yeah, I'd have read it. But anyway, she texts the wrong Ian. It's a girl I used to know. Really funny. She was really embarrassed about it. But I would have loved to have seen your tomato face when my iPad lit up and said...
I didn't have a tomato face. I had a screw face. I was like, what?
When it first came up on my phone, I was just looking at it thinking, I would definitely register if I saw a boob. Like, my brain registers boobs when I see them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know it does.
So the Undertaker and Stone Cold are back outside of the ring. It looks like Taker is leading the bald-headed Rattlesnake back to the grave.
Why are you calling him a Rattlesnake?
Because he's from Texas and he'll strike at any given moment.
Ooh, look at his willy.
You look at it.
Can you see it?
That was the Undertaker's willy and it had mud on it.
Wow.
What did you think?
That was really interesting.
Why was it interesting? Why are you holding your nose? You can't smell his willy.
I don't know. I feel weird.
Let go of your nose. Why are you holding your nose?
I do that when I get awkward.
Look at it.
Oh, there is again.
Look at the Undertaker's willy. Wow.
What the flip? It's
looking good.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, a fan just threw a beer at the Undertaker. Oh, he's fuming.
God, a fan just threw a beer. Go on.
Oh, he's fuming. Do you know what? Undertaker would kill you in a heartbeat if he...
No, he wouldn't.
Look at his willy. He'll do anything he wants.
His willy looks very small.
Shut up.
It does.
It doesn't.
It does.
Oh, yeah, because you're really going to have a flop on when you're in a graveyard match.
A flop on? What?
What?
What do you mean?
But you have different levels of willy size, don't you? It's like, I reckon my willy would be really small if I was in a Buried Alive match.
Mm.
It's not going to be popping, is it? You're not going to be like...
No, but what I'm saying is you can see the outline of it in his trousers.
And what do you think mine would look like in those spandex?
I don't have a problem. I'm not saying it's a problem with it being small. What I'm saying is you shouldn't be having it on that much of a show.
You should have had a cup, he's saying.
You just should have not, maybe not be wearing trousers so tight. I don't want to see the contour of his penis.
Well, you've seen it now.
I know.
And it's good, baby. Oh, it's good. Oh, the Undertaker gets hit with some form of a foreign object.
It looked like another briefcase. What's in this one?
Oh, and again.
Is it a briefcase?
It was so, oh, he swings for him. Undertaker, Stone Cold Stunner into the grave. Oh, my God. What a move. The Undertaker's in the grave, guys. The Undertaker's in the grave. Steve Austin has got the wheelbarrow full of mud and he's about to tip it over Undertaker's body. Bobby!
Is that what's supposed to have buried him alive?
Does that mean, is that it?
He's only used one wheelbarrow. He's not even covered his legs.
What's Austin doing?
Is he getting Paul Bearer?
Leave Paul alone. Oh, no!
Oh, my God, he's going for Paul.
Austin is signalling for something here, guys. Oh, the Phenom sits up. Someone's shining a laser beam at his head, the idiot. The Phenom is up.
Oh, that's so annoying. I thought he was finished.
Oh, he's got a shovel.
Where's he gone with Paul Bearer?
Austin chased Paul Bearer. Oh, that's what I was saying earlier. Paul Bearer is someone who carries a coffin at a funeral.
Is it?
Oh my God, what has happened?
There's been an explosion. I said I wanted to see an explosion.
There was an explosion in the grave. Thank God he got out of there, Bobby.
Oh, this is so far-fetched. How can there be...
It's Kane! Kane's coming out of the grave!
What?
It's the Undertaker's brother, Kane!
Why is he coming out of the grave?
And the Undertaker just hit him with a shovel and now those two are fighting. Oh,
wait, how has he just come out of an empty grave?
Because the explosion, like, gave birth to Kane.
You're laughing because of how ridiculous it is. Was he dead before?
He's a fiery man, isn't he? You know Kane.
No, I don't.
I told you about him. He's a guy who got burns under his mask.
Okay, wait. There was an explosion, even though there's no explosives ever in the grave, and it exploded, and then his brother came out of the grave, and now they're having a fight.
That's exactly what happened, yeah.
And you're telling me that there's no explanation for that, and no one wants an explanation for that. Everyone's just all right with that, yeah?
Why do you need an explanation? Oh, my God, Undertaker's picked up his brother, Kane, and he's about to tombstone him into the grave.
Do you know what annoys me about you?
What?
You kicked off massively, massively, massively about the end of Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. Yeah? Oh,
some sort of tractor here now, for whatever reason.
Oh, my God. So let me just...
No,
Game of Thrones aside.
Let me...
All right, well, I'm
point.
Pausing it then if you're making a point, because this is getting electric.
No, it's not getting electric. It's ridiculous.
Go on then. What do you want to say?
You kicked off massively about the end of Game of Thrones because you, for whatever reason, not just you, I didn't actually like the end.
Don't give anything away.
I'm not. But you kicked off massively about it because you didn't think it was a good enough ending. But for some bizarre reason, the fact that someone has just come out of a grave...
Kane.
That was empty...
Because of an explosion.
And the fact that there's a dead man fighting around. You're all right with that. There's no explanation.
I'm completely fine with it.
But how?
Right, can we just put it back on?
Can you answer my question?
Because I just love wrestling. Once you're in, you're in.
Well,
right,
I'm not in. I don't want to do it.
Right, listen to me. Stone Cold Steve Austin is back.
How has he got
with
more
a digger
money than him now?
And he's got someone driving the digger. The Undertaker just got tombstoned into the grave by his brother Kane, who reappeared after an explosion. And now he is going to bury the Undertaker
Where's
alive.
Kane gone?
Kane's obviously. Maybe there was another explosion. He vanished.
Where's Kane gone?
I don't know. Why are you worried?
Rewind it. Because he didn't even go anywhere. Now he's just not
he
there.
He tombstoned him and walked off.
I'm so irritated by this.
Bobby, look at Austin. He's covered in mud. He's demanding the guy with the digger to bury the Undertaker in the grave. Oh, God.
He's going to miss. He's not even going to get the dirt in there. This man doesn't know how to use a digger.
Oh, my God. The Undertaker's getting buried under the mud.
Yeah, but it's just one scoop. They're not putting enough in.
That guy running that digger is having a nightmare.
I think it's just a random...
It's live TV. I'm like, come on, bro.
He doesn't know how to work a digger. He's never worked a digger.
Probably Vince. Oh, God, that's so embarrassing. He missed the mud. This is so embarrassing.
Yeah, he's got to get stuck in with a shovel. This looks like it's not going to plan, don't you think?
Yeah, this is not gone well at all.
Ha, he's got beer. He's going to pour all over him.
Stone Cold is cracking a beer. He's just had his arm raised in the air and he's cheered with Al Hebner, the referee, and now they're both drinking beer.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
He didn't need to pour it all the way down him, did he?
The Undertaker is under hundreds of pounds of debt. Austin is throwing beers on his body.
They've got him out and now they're putting loads of mud in it.
It's over. Steve Austin buries The Undertaker alive. Wow.
Wow.
So there you go. Your first ever buried alive match. I am happy to report that matches don't get much more deathly than that. You've had casket and then you've had buried alive. So yeah. We'll switch gears next week.
To what?
Something else. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click 5 stars, then click write a review. But when you leave that review, tell us your first name and your profession and we'll give you your very own wrestler name. Unless, like a lot of our reviews, you've given yourself one. Read them out for us, Bobs.
Kieran Duggle gave us 5 stars. Thanks, Kieran. He says, hilarious, entertaining, nostalgic, just a few adjectives to describe the funniest UK wrestling podcast ever. Wow. Thanks, Kieran. Ian brings a great 90s fan-like analysis to the table. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah.
While Bobby plays the great non-wrestling fan. Very accurate, Kieran.
You're not playing that, though, are you?
Oh, I hate wrestling.
At least for now.
No, I hate it. And he's given himself a name already, Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, you haven't met Mr. Perfect, have you? He's an actual wrestler. And Jay Bentley's given us 5 stars, and he's said that he's an electrician. What do you think?
Why don't we call him the Switch?
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because...
Is he like a split personality electrician who can like flip at any given moment?
Yeah, and like if his switch goes, you'll hear it zzzz.
Yeah.
And then who knows what you're going to get.
And he will shock the world.
He'll shock you.
He'll shock you. Love it. Also, by the way, the I Love Wrestling stickers are doing really well. I'm about to send out a batch. No one this week has requested an I Hate Wrestling sticker. Loads of people have requested I Love Wrestling stickers, so there.
Well, they're still available if you want them.
Yeah, follow us at MadeMadGF on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. So there you have it. I apologise for Bobby being really tired and grumpy today, but it's all right. We'll be back this time next week with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.